Back here on today's Lely Radio Sports page with some of the state qualifying members of the Pendley Christian Boys and Girls Track and Field teams. Starting off with Bailey Voss. Bailey, it's been a tough season for yourself, and be able to get a couple events at state. What does that mean to you to just be able to get back up there and have a chance to defend that team state title next week?
I'm super excited. I'm super thankful that the 400 went well tonight, but more, I'm so thankful for my teammates who were able to step in and fill in those spots for me, and they're just so, so strong. I'm so thankful for them, for their kindness, and for the way that they just show grit and determination through all of it. And with all of them, I'm just so excited to see what next week looks like.
Absolutely. And Olivia DeHaan, a freshman, a multiple-time qualifier here, winning the long jump and also as part of relays as well. Olivia, to be able to hear in year one, be a part of a team and be able to go try to win a state title, what does that mean to you to have multiple events up there at Drake Stadium next week?
Well, I'm so thankful for all my teammates, and they're super speedy as well, so it's just nice to have somebody there who is just there to support me, and it's just going to be so much fun next week.
Well, and joining you in the long jump at state next week will be Brecken Richard of the boys team, and Brecken, a multiple-time qualifier again as well, have a chance to go back up there. I know that the voice is a little bit gone here tonight because there's all that excitement in the air, what's the feeling like after being able to get back to state in multiple events?
So don't mind my voice. It's kind of gone. It feels amazing. being surrounded by such a great group of people. And it feels good to get back there and be back at the Blue Oval. So I look forward to it a lot, and I look forward to bringing a lot more events as well to this year's.
And we appreciate the voice because it means you're out here supporting the rest of the team. We'll give you that. And Landon Nunnicovitt out here getting back to state as well. Some more opportunities to really go out there, compete, and really make some noise this year for this Eagles boys track and field squad. What's that feeling like to just be able to get more events up to state this year?
It feels great. Absolutely amazing. The guys I'm able to run with wouldn't want it any different. I mean, I've been working with these guys all year, and these guys are amazing. Didn't make it in all the events I wanted to tonight, but we're still going to go work hard to state next week. So,
well, and absolutely right. And you get more opportunities with at-large bids, and we'll learn those here in the coming days. And Bailey, as we look at this and going up there, you know, I know the big thing for you as of late is trying to be healthy, right, and just try to get back on the track as well. Going up there, what's it going to take over the next week to kind of get rested up and be ready to go for state next week?
Yeah, I think it's just learning how to manage the injury and everything, and my coaches and physical therapists and teammates have all been great, and yeah, it just takes the little things, making sure we're doing soft tissue work, making sure we're doing all the things to make sure we're in the best position for state. And ultimately, I think it's just good medicine to be surrounded by such good people and good coaches, good teammates. So that's the best medicine.
Absolutely. And Olivia, obviously, as we mentioned, first time being up at the state, but you're going up with a lot of individuals, relay teams that have had experience up there at state as well. What's one thing that you're looking forward to over the next week, just kind of learning as they make those preparations again for the state meet to kind of learn from them and be able to take into state next week?
I'm just looking forward to having my teammates there to support me every step of the way. They're going to be there no matter what, and it's just going to be so much fun.
Absolutely. Brecken, again, we talked about it last year. A lot of opportunities up there. You're going back, as we mentioned, in the long jump. And last year, you went in with only 4 long jumps in your high school career. And this year, you're going in with a lot more experience, going in with another win here in the long jump as well. What's that going to be like this year, kind of going in with maybe a little bit more expectation on yourself and just kind of, you know, balancing that out with just going up there to compete at your best?
Having a whole season, don't mind my voice, having a whole season to be able to prepare for that and being able to practice that every meet and during practices as well, it really gets you ready. So going into this state meet, I'm looking forward to, you know, doing a lot better and getting a lot better those jumps down and, you know, even maybe coming out on top. Currently having the third best jump in this 2A right now, you know, you hope to do well and maybe even bring home that shit.
Absolutely, and we got Landon Nunnicovitt here. Landon, again, as we mentioned with this group, a lot of possibilities going back up there this week, and we talked about earlier some at-large opportunities as well, and just trying to continue to try to improve on that. What's kind of the goal over the next week to just continue to see those time improvements here over the next few weeks?
Tonight ended with a lot of second-place finishes, and that should have been first. So we got to work hard this next week, work on our technique, work on our speed, and come back and hopefully place on the podium next week at state.
Absolutely. Now I'm going to go through one final question for all of you. We'll start with Bailey and kind of go in that same order. As you go back up, obviously, you know, everyone's got their own individual goals. They have relay goals, team goals. What's kind of the goal that you have set in place for yourself / relay teams, whatever you want to talk about? What do those goals look like for next week?
I think for now, my biggest goal is probably just staying healthy and really managing my hamstring in between races and everything, and really leaning in onto God for my strength, because he's the only one who's getting me through these races. So I think that's probably the biggest goal. And then, yeah, just soaking up these last moments with my teammates, honestly, is probably the biggest thing as a senior. It's bittersweet to have last races and last memories made. So, yeah.
I think one of my goals is to not put too much expectation on myself and just to go out there, have fun, and enjoy the time with my teammates and just have fun.
Yeah, I think they said it well. But like goals for this next week is continue to show up to practice, continue to get better. But then showing up to state with, like what Olivia said, is not too high of expectations, but going out there and performing your best and truly doing it for the glory of God.
I mean, the only thing you can control is yourself. So just working hard, performing to the best of your ability in those big stadium situations. And, yeah, and for me, running with my guys and having a nice podium finish wouldn't mean the world to me next week.
Absolutely. That is, again, Pella Christian State qualifiers Bailey Voss, Olivia Nahan, Brecken Ritzer, and Landon Nunnikoven here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.